Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Steven.
Hi, Rudy.
How you doing, my friend?
What's up? Where are you?
I am in Toronto right now, sitting in a studio. My friend, where are you right now as we speak?
Oh, that's what you're in Japan, I'm going to say. How American of you to be in Japan again. We're in L.A.
How is L.A., man? What's the weather like?
You know what? It's cold and rainy, but it's warm, and I can still get on the bike and ride, and it's beautiful here.
Well, I'll tell you something else that's real beautiful, man. The fact that you guys are releasing a new album finally after, what, man, 11 years. I guess the question to ask is, because we're going to probably be jumping around all over the place, but 11 years, why so long, my friend?
Well, people think we were tardy and late. I just say we were busy getting ready. You know, you can live life or you can live life. We don't have a 9-to-5 and go back home to the kids. This band is, doing interviews at 1 o'clock in the morning to get to talk to China. We're doing television shows in the afternoon and in the studio at 7 o'clock at night until 2 in the morning, and then from 3 to 5, writing lyrics and then going to bed. So now that's what we do now, but. You know, before we were just kind of living life and kind of tripping over our tongues, some of us, and getting in each other's way, only to finally meet up in a room together 10 years later and be with some just right circumstances. Because you know, while all that was going on, I was out here in LA doing Idol, and so I realized that it was time to do something and get the band back together. So I called up Jack, and I got him to produce the record for us. And then I called the guys up, and I asked them to come out to L.A., which they did. And we wrote some great songs together, and the rest is history. You know, when we all sit in a room with someone like Jack, who we've had some great times with in the past, it kind of brings up that same old-timey feeling. So that's kind of like what happened this time.
Well, because
and look what we got.
And you got a great album. I'm going to get into the music in just a second, but I want to talk about during that 10 years because a lot was going on. At one point, I think a lot of fans weren't even sure if there would ever be another album. For I understand, and correct me if I'm wrong, you guys have really been off and on working on this since 2006. And because we've heard, and you never know what's true or untrue on the internet, there was turmoil going on with the band. We didn't even know if the band was going to break up. What exactly was going on with you guys? Was there turmoil, or was it just people just out there doing their own thing?
A little bit of both. Joe always does a solo record, and he we did a tour with ZZ Top, and I fell off the stage because of complications with my feet, I think there was a lot of what happened basically was I was noodling around with drugs again and drinking and. So I will blame it on myself. I did fall off the stage, not because I was inebriated, but because it was soaking wet out, and that coupled with a lot of things. But the band had to cancel that tour, and everybody was angry at me, even though I fell off the stage, and nobody spoke to me for about 27 weeks. So I got angry, and Joe went out on tour. And he put out a solo record, and they started going on the internet saying they were looking for another singer, some singers. And I just got really angry at the band, so I started to finish my book. I got on the cover of Rolling Stone. I released a single. I took Idol, and after the first 3 months, it started taking the Aerosmith catalog back big. And so I realized that... that I love my band more than all the shit that was going on. And I called up Jack Douglas, and the rest is history. They came out to L.A. I told the guys, just come out here for a week and we'll write a song a day. And three of the guys did. Joe stayed home. And I called up Jack, and we all met in Boston right after a tour in Japan of 2010, I think. The end of 2010 into 2011. And the rest is history. Look, it stuff happens in a band. You know, whether it's whether those guys are looking for other singers or angry at me because I'm thinking about doing a solo album and calling it and looking. I changed managers. I was going to looking into something I could brand Tyler. And as a band goes, they all got angry because they thought their lead singer was leaving. So. But, you know, once I called up Jack, and I called him up, and I wrote the band a letter, and I said, let's do an album, come to L.A. I think everybody came to their senses. And, again, once everyone got in the studio, we all looked at each other, and we realized, you know, that this was, it's always what's missing. It's almost like we should, you know, not, every time we should fight. Management should get us back in the studio. But, you know, I blame it all on management falling apart. You know, back in the 80s and 90s, we had managers that would help guide our career. And I left HK Management and went off with my own, and there was no guidance. Management didn't even think we had another album. So me and my managers called up and sent a letter to the band and said, we need to do an album. So, you know, look, I think it doesn't matter if it's fun for you guys to write about, but it's more important about the songs and what we got.
And that's what I want to get into right now, because Music from Another Dimension, I listen to it, and what I love about it is, man, you've got the classic ballads going on, you got a little bit of gospel in there, and then you've got that good time rock. And from what I was reading off of Rolling Stone magazine, when fans had a chance to hear off of Rolling Stone, because they were releasing the songs one after the other after the other, oh, yeah, I mean, your merchandise went up. I mean, it's like fans are really salivating for this album.
You know, and I'm really grateful. It's been a long time coming. And, you know, everybody stepped up to the table. Joey's got a song on the record. Tom finally got three songs. You know, in a band like ours, there's a lot of behind the scenes angst and anger. You know, when Joe and I went off and wrote a lot of songs with other people, some of the members of the band felt kind of left out in the writing process. And so with this being the last album with Sony, you know, I sat down with Tom and I sang every song he had to offer. And they all came out beautiful, better than anyone ever expected, and except for Tom, of course. And Joey, I wrote some lyrics for something that Joey had written with Marty, and that came out great. Joe wrote three songs himself on this record, and Brad has a song on the record, and so I've got a bunch of songs. Diane Warren wrote a song for my solo record called "We All Fall Down," and I brought it to the band, and first they didn't like it. 3 years ago, but then for this project, we got the band to play on it, and suddenly they loved it. So it's on this record, and I'm really grateful to have that. And then there's an old song that we wrote with Desmond Child. It's on this record, so it's a great pile of things that everybody came in and woodshedded on. We just chipped away at the stone, and so we got this beautiful thing called Music from Another Dimension.
It is a beautiful thing. I know we got to wrap this up, but very, very quickly, you're going to be performing here in Toronto. I saw you guys here about 2 years ago. Great show. What kind of show can we expect when you're back here in the big T-Dot?
What kind of show?
Yeah, I'm on.
Have you ever been to an Aerosmith show?
Yes, just saying. I was there 2 years ago to see you guys at the Air Canada Centre, and I said, great show. Are we expecting the same thing?
Of course. You could expect nothing less. The band is on fire. I mean, we write an album as an excuse to build a fire again. Aerosmith's always gotten great pleasure out of being the fire that people like to dance around. And so the more people dancing, the brighter we burn. And I think by the time we do Air Canada, we'll have three or four new songs from this album, especially the ones you guys are playing on the radio. And I thank you kindly for that. So, Rudy, who are you with? Radio Canada. Journalist, who you write for?
I work for 680 News, Canada's number one all-news radio station. This is going to be heard across Canada. Also, we have other stations, KISS 92.5, CHFI, FM 98, and the Fan 590.
Oh, okay. Radio interview. Okay, man, beautiful.
Look, my friend, I know we got to wrap this up because you got other interviews, but this was really great. Thank you so much for doing this, and looking forward to the new album being released and you guys coming to the ACC here in Toronto.
Okay. You got it, man. Thank you.
Take care.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Thank you.